The title is "Are You Going to the Dogs?" No, I'm not going to sing "Who Let the Dogs Out." I'll just keep going. Is it hooked? Not hooked in. I'm going to need help. School. All right. Title my sermon is "Are You Going to the Dogs?" The origin of the expression is believed to be from ancient China, and I didn't know this before. I looked it up, where dogs, by tradition, were not allowed within the city walls. They were actually on the outside of the walls, where they usually threw all their trash and their rubbish. And the dogs basically, you know, scrabbled around for, you know, the scraps. Kind of like the Jewish societies where the lepers were on the outsides of the city. They cast out, they had outcasts and criminals that were put outside the city. Just like we do today, we send criminals to prisons outside of our cities. The criminals were expelled outside the city, and they're sent to live with the rubbish and all the dogs. And that's where the expression comes from, going to the dogs. And what biblical principles can we learn from a dog? Those of us who are dog lovers will tell you that there are several biblical principles we can learn from our canine companions. And just by the characteristics they display towards us. In this sermon, we're going to look at 10 characteristics of the family dog and see what biblical principles we can learn from them. First one is dogs are faithful. We all know this to be true. Even though some masters have physically and mentally abused their dogs and mistreat them, they still yet remain faithful to their masters. And we as Christians have a master that we must be faithful to, even though there will be times when we will, as a dog, have to endure physical and mental abuse from our fellow man. Our master indicated when he said in Matthew 10:22, "You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." Christ states through John that we will have to endure trials and tribulations, but if we are faithful unto death, our master will give us a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Let us therefore learn from the common dog the biblical principles of faithfulness. And I know my dog is really faithful to me when he knows he's going to get a treat. He doesn't usually listen if he runs outside the garage and I tell him to come here, unless he hears that ruffling of the bag, and then he comes running. He's very faithful then. Dogs are obedient sometimes. But just like us, we have the reward of heaven, and that's a motivating factor as well. And Nathan talked about different motivations, you know, fear, rewards, reasons. When young dogs are properly trained, they're fully obedient to the commands their master gives them. Like Christians, when properly trained in Bible teaching, they should be fully obedient to the commands of the master. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. John 15:10. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. In John 15:14 says, you are my friends if you do what I command. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. And that was 1 John 2:3-5. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out to the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing at Anon near Salim, because there was plenty of water and people were coming and being baptized. Dogs are loving. Dogs are extremely loving, even to the point of giving up their life, even to save their master's life. We hear stories repeatedly about how a loving dog puts themselves in harm's way. Remember like shows like Old Yeller, where the bear comes and is about to attack the boy, and he stands in the way. He fights even into death. You see animals that have dove into freezing lakes to rescue people. They have so much love and so much obedience as well, that they're willing to do anything for their master. As loving servants of Christ, we have to be willing to give up our life, worldly gains and pleasures. In Matthew 16:24-25, it says, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whosoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. And 1 John 2:15-17 says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. We need to give up our life for our masters as well, since he was willing to give up his life for ours. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And in John 15:13, it says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Another passage, Romans 5:7. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. And Ephesians 5:2. And walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Dogs are trusting. Dogs trust their masters. They trust that they will provide for their every need. God's word teaches that our Heavenly Father, our Master, will provide. No one ever in... which was that? Don't have my scripture there. Forget which one it is. Let me just read it. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you drink, and about your body and what you wear. Is life not more than food and body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. are you not more valuable than they? And I think we know pretty much the rest of that scripture, but we know that we shouldn't have to worry about these things because God is going, we trust that God is going to take care of us. Our master is going to take care of us. And I guess that kind of coincides with faith as well. If we only trust him, and again, in Hebrews 2:13, it says, and again, I will put my trust in him. Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. This is Job 13:15. I will surely defend my ways to his face. Dogs are helpful. Properly trained dogs can help mentally and physically challenged people carry on normal everyday activities. The psalmist declares that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 46:1. And because of his help, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. 46:2. Because of God's help in our troubled lives, we should be willing to help others. Dogs are dependable. Dogs are always there when you need them, unlike some human beings. God is always there when we need him. And our God, he is dependable. Are we? Then the question we have to ask is, are we dependable for God? In Genesis 28:15, it says, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. And Matthew 28:20, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Dogs are protective. When their master is being attacked by an individual or animal doing bodily harm to them, you know, dogs are extremely protective of their masters, and they immediately come to their aid. just like my dog, if my dog thinks if I'm tickling someone, sometimes he thinks that's an attack, and he'll start to growl and bark. That's just part of their nature. And so same should be about our defense of, I think, of our master. If someone's attacking our master, who is Jesus, or, you know, our faith, you know, we should be able to stand up for Christ. We should be able to stand up for what we believe in and speak up when needed to. Doesn't mean we need to growl at them, but we need to teach them. As faithful followers of our master, we should be willing to protect the truth of the gospel at any cost. And let me read this. And what are we going to do with these men, they asked. Everyone living in Jerusalem knows that they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name. I'm sorry, this is Acts 4:16-20. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or to teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. And I think that's a perfect example of being a faithful follower to our master, even to the point of death, or the threat of preaching the gospel at any cost. Dogs are friendly. Most dogs are friendly, unless they're trained otherwise. But dogs are usually friendly towards most people. You know, they display a friendly behavior, especially when we arrive home from work. You know, they're usually the first ones at the door. We'd like to think our wife or our kids would be the first ones saying, oh, I'm so glad you're home, but they're usually not. So, you know, and dogs also, they definitely display a friendly behavior as well when we're about to feed them. But in order for us as Christians to win others for Christ, we must demonstrate a friendliness towards others as well. Our Lord we have to remember that he was a friend of politicians and sinners as well. Matthew 11:19, because he knew they needed spiritual help and healing from sin. As dogs usually display the characteristic of gentleness in their demeanor towards their masters, we as Christians should display the same characteristic toward our fellow man. Ephesians 6:5, slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Titus 3:2, it says, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. Dogs are kind. Well-trained dogs are usually kind not only to their masters, but to their whole human family as well. In fact, you even see very huge dogs seem to even enjoy carrying children on their backs. I have an Imperial Shih Tzu, so that's quite impossible. I think our kids would kill it. But you see that same kind of kindness in dogs, and that as Christians, we are admonished to be kind to our fellow man. Ephesians 4:32, as our Lord Master was even to the unthankful and to the evil, in Luke 6:35. In conclusion, let's be found striving to possess every characteristic that man's best friend possesses, as we have in this lesson. If we will incorporate these biblical principles and characteristics into our everyday lives, we will not only win more souls for him, for our master, but will bring more honor and glory to him as well. Matthew, and I'm going to finish with this scripture, Matthew 5:14-16. And this is just a good reminder before we head out for the week. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. If there's anybody here, we offer the invitation here today, but if there's anybody here who has a spiritual need and needs the prayers of the congregation, we want you to feel free to come up here and ask for that. You know, everybody struggles. Everybody needs help at one time. And there might be somebody out there that today they have decided that they will follow Christ and they want to begin a new life and want to serve their master. And I hope that everybody has these same characteristics that a dog has. Even though you typically don't think of a dog as something we would want to be, but there are some good qualities there that help us in our lives and hopefully give honor to our Father in heaven. We hope that anybody that has any troubles or they like to begin a new life with Christ, that they come as we stand and sing.